afternoon. It's 4:30 here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition, and I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Peyton Stewart.
Folks, it's tough. This is not a walk in the park. Every step is a challenge. You need to be careful.
The search for a missing Rowan County child is still underway.
Menifee County is cleaning up after weekend flooding.
We'll have an update on roads that are still closed due to flood damage.
A Johnson County man pled not guilty to murder charges.
The city of Moorhead will expand fiber installation for the Kentucky Wired project.
In sports, the Vikings host Harrison County tonight at 7:30.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 61. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
More than 160 volunteers searched Triplet Creek and the Licking River in Moorhead today, looking for a 9-year-old child who was swept away by floodwaters on Sunday. Crews have been searching since the boy disappeared into a culvert near Sun Street in downtown Moorhead Sunday afternoon. Emergency Management Director Ronnie Day says volunteer searchers should be very careful.
This water, folks, has got everything in the world. It's nasty. If you hurt yourself, if you get hurt today, and God forbid, I hope we don't have anybody that happens, but if you do, we need to know immediately because there's things we have to do. There's care that we've got to get you. So those are just things I urge you to be careful, cautious and careful about.
Day said there is little hope of finding the boy alive, and volunteers were instructed to contact emergency management if a body is found. The name of the victim has not been released.
Members of the Moorhead community came together to hold a vigil for that 9-year-old boy swept away by flooding on Sunday. Community members gathered Monday evening to pray for the missing child and his family near the creek where he disappeared. Frank Ghost is a school bus driver in Rowan County and attended the event.
I've been on my route for a couple of years. I know the kids very well. I work with them outside of the bus. I know them. And to think that this could happen, it'll bring tears to you. It'll break your heart.
To assist in the search, police are asking volunteers to wear long pants, long sleeves, and boots, and to meet at the Rowan County Courthouse.
Menifee County residents and officials spent Monday starting cleanup following the flooding on Sunday night. According to WKYT, the flooding did damage roads, businesses, and homes in Menifee County. Schools were closed yesterday due to the amount of water that got in buildings. Tim Spencer is with the Department of Education. He says professionals and janitors worked hard to get the school open today.
They've done a phenomenal job in getting our buildings ready, and we feel very fortunate to have them on board, and hopefully classes be able to resume tomorrow.
Only 4 homes were affected by the road damage, and crews were already working to fix that and provide access to those areas.
Some roads in the area are still closed due to flooding over the weekend. The Kentucky Department of Highways is reporting Kentucky 7 in Greenup County is covered with high water, as well as areas Kentucky 111 in Fleming County around Grange County. KDH District 9 Information Officer Alan Blair stresses the dangers of driving through flooded areas.
You know, it's extremely dangerous to drive through high water. Just a little bit of water can float a vehicle, so you know, we are always out monitoring those situations and putting up high water signs. And we just ask people, do not drive through high water. You know, as the weather service will say, turn around, don't drown.
Blair adds, though the water is taking a while to recede in some areas, there isn't a lot of weather-related damage as of now.
The name of a victim who died in a recent house fire in Ashland has been released. WSAZ reports 58-year-old Ruby Childers was found dead in her house after a fire that occurred last Thursday. The fire happened in the 1200 block of the Gallagher Drive area. A grand jury today returned a true bill to indict 33-year-old Christopher Childers of Ashland on a charge of first-degree arson. An investigation into the incident is still ongoing.
A Johnson County murder suspect has pled not guilty. WSAZ reports Walter Lee Curtis of Flat Gap made the plea Monday morning. Lee was captured after evading authorities for 2 weeks before surrendering on Friday. Lee is accused of murdering 58-year-old Mike Jones, also of Flat Gap. Jones was found dead in his driveway from a gunshot wound following an argument with Lee.
A Laurel County man was charged with driving under the influence after three police called about that driving. WKYT reports that 48-year-old Wilbert Logan was, quote, all over the road on I-75 Saturday afternoon. Logan was stopped on the exit near Highway 192 with an open beer in his cup holder. Logan was arrested and charged with reckless driving in addition to driving under the influence.
A Boyd County inmate is back in custody after being accidentally released. WMKY's Cody Robinson has more.
37-year-old James Muth was released from the Boyd County Detention Center on July 2nd by mistake. According to the Daily Independent, Muth is now back in custody. Muth was arrested in April of 2017 for assault, but released the following June for a lack of an indictment. Muth later received an indictment when the case was taken to the Boyd grand jury and was arrested in June of 2018. 12 days later, he was accidentally released from the jail. Muth was taken back into custody on Saturday and is scheduled to be in court September 20th. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
The city of Moorhead will expand fiber wire being installed through the Kentucky Wired Project. During a special meeting today, the council voted unanimously to piggyback on the project, which will give the city 144 dark fiber wires that can be leased to area businesses. Celerity Representative Terry Barnes explained the expansion to the council.
So this is a 432 count fiber, and the engineer, right, you can carry more than carry every bit of the data traffic on the internet on a piece of fiber this big. So it's really powerful.
Officials estimate that the project will cost the city between $130,000 and $175,000 with a $20,000 annual maintenance contract. The council will have a special meeting at noon this Friday to review final cost estimates.
West Virginia is one of the many states that has been hit hard by the financial burden of debts to student loans. According to a recent study from West Virginia's Center on Budget and Policy, the average debt of a college graduate in the state has increased by 70% since 2005. Eric Engel is a Marshall University graduate who was heavily affected by college debt. He says even though he has 9 years of faithful payments for his loans, he still owes more than the full amount he borrowed.
You know, the fact that I've made almost 9 years of faithful on-time payments of at least that amount, and I still owe them $3,000 more than the principal of the loan, is incredibly frustrating.
Because of student loans, Engel says he is now trapped behind a wall of debt, struggling to pay rent for a small apartment while also being a parent to two children. As far as he knows, the loan payments do not have a foreseeable end.
There's a new scam on the rise in Kentucky, this time by mail. According to the Better Business Bureau, a Lexington couple received a, quote, Mega Millions winnings letter with a fake check attached and suspected it as fraud. Heather Clary is the Director of Communications at the BBB in Lexington. She says there are various ways you can tell if a check is fake.
If it's on real flimsy paper, the routing numbers and check numbers don't match on the different places. Just because it looks real doesn't mean it's going to be honored. And that's what gets people. They put it into the bank just because it's there and the funds have been credited. It doesn't mean that that check is valid.
Clary says the con artists love to use checks to convince people to take part in their schemes, even though electronic payments are currently more popular.
The Poppy Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Moorhead will be kicking off its 26th year today. Attendees will have the chance to see nearly 75 acts perform, and festival owner Marty Stevens says that's not even the full extent.
We got fishing lakes, we got old cars, we got all kinds of music and food of all kinds. Bring your four-wheelers, bring your razors. We got 20 miles of trail for the people to ride on. Campfires are allowed. We got good showers and bathrooms. You can't help from having a good time.
For more information on acts and tickets, visit the festival's website at www.poppymountainbluegrass.com.
The annual Moorhead State University Faculty Art Exhibit begins tomorrow. Jennifer Rise is the director of the Golden Yang Gallery at MSU. She says that a forum will serve as a makeshift question and answer session for students who want to know more about the art.
In the exhibition this year, we have site-specific sculpture. We have traditional works like traditional photography, traditional drawing. We have really large-scale textile pieces. Some are made out of traditional and then, non-traditional materials like microfilm.
The gallery will be presented by staff from the Art and Design Department. The exhibition will be open to the public through October the 5th.
The annual Limestone Cycling Tour is preparing to make its return this month. The tour offers four routes surrounding Maysville and Mason County, and event organizer Paul Rubal says the money raised goes towards scholarships through the Hayeswood Foundation.
Where Mason County students, high school students, get the opportunity to be the recipient of a scholarship that's renewable for up to 4 years.
The tour takes place on September 15th. For more information on how to register, go online to www.limestonecyclingtour.com. Taking a look at the weather, tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a low near 60. Wednesday, there will be areas of patchy fog, cloudy skies with a high near 79. Wednesday night, clearly to partly cloudy, areas of patchy fog, low 64. Thursday, there will be intervals of cloud and sunshine with a high near 84. Thursday night, clear skies with a low around 66. Taking a look at the temperatures, in Flemingsburg it is 68 degrees, in Lexington it is 69, in Winchester it is 70, in Inez it is 70 degrees, in Ashland it is 72 degrees, and here on the campus of Moorhead State University it is currently 72 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a new outreach program in Moorhead has opened its doors to teens in crisis. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has more.
Teens can find a helping hand at Mountain Haven Emergency Shelter. The program opened its doors in Moorhead in May to give displaced and runaway youth a place of refuge in a crisis. The shelter has 16 beds and is open for teens between the ages of 12 to 17, both male and female. The program can also help put teens in contact with trained officials to help talk before a crisis takes place. Mountain Haven's Safe Place is a part of a national organization to help runaway youths and other teens find assistance wherever they might be. Program manager Teresa Foreman described how someone in need can recognize a safe place and what they can do for them.
Start coordinating with family, seeing if we can get them back home. If that's not going to work out, then we actually work with DCPS without them going into the system to see if there's another safe place that they can go, another relative, something like that.
Once a youth has arrived at the shelter, Foreman said they try to see how they can help work out problems and find a long-term solution that best meets the youth's needs.
Start coordinating with family, seeing if we can get them back home. If that's not going to work out, then we actually work with DCPS without them going into the system to see if there's another safe place that they can go, another relative, something like that.
Before Mountain Haven, youth in eastern Kentucky had nowhere they could go for help, leaving hundreds of children homeless.
The need for services here, the closest shelter is actually Lexington. There was nothing in eastern Kentucky to help kids in need that don't have a current place The last year's statistics from the school board, they collect the data at the beginning of the year. There were actually 600 kids in Round County that were classed as homeless.
Working alongside with Safe Place Program, Mountain Haven is able to do more than just assist with sheltering needs.
The big thing is you have to be able to coordinate whatever services they need. So they may come here and they need a place to stay, which is fine. We can do that. But they may also need to go to the hospital. They may need a way of getting back home. They may need a ride back home. So it's coordinating whatever services and including our community partners in that, because Safe Place is not just a Mountain Haven entity. It's a community-wide effort to help any child in need.
Youth who feel they are in a crisis and need assistance can look for the designated buildings marked with the yellow traffic signs, reading Safe Place, or call Mountain Haven at 606-784-3337. Mountain Haven is located at 1034 East Main Street, Level 2 in Moorhead. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
It's 446 and 72 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Peyton Stewart, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes, and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
It's game day for the Soccer Vikings. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Vikings boys soccer team will play host to Harrison County tonight at 7:30. Rowan is coming off a 4-3 win over South Laurel on Saturday night. Coach Max Hammond says the guys in green are expecting a competitive game with South Laurel.
You know, they've had a pretty good year so far. They've been up and down on a couple scores, but I think, you know, I've watched some film from them and they look like they're a pretty solid team. So, you know, I expect it to be a tough matchup for us. And, you know, we've got to be on top of our game to come out with a win on that one.
Rowan is 9-1 on the season and undefeated in the region thus far. The Vikings travel to Russell on Thursday for a 6 p.m. matchup. In other regional boys soccer action tonight, Boyd County hosts West Carter. The Lions have 7 wins and 1 tie this season, while the Comets are at 4-3 so far. Menifee hosts Fleming County at 8 p.m. The Wildcats are 5-3 on the season, and the Panthers are 2-3-1. Russell heads to Ashland Blazer for an 8 p.m. matchup. The Red Devils are 4-4-1 on the season, while the Tomcats stand at 2-6-1. In girls' regional soccer action, Ashland Blazer hosts Russell tonight at 6. The Kittens are second in the region with a 7-1 record so far. The Lady Red Devils are ranked 4th with a 4-2-1 record thus far. The 5-2 Lady Panthers face off with Menifee in Fleming County tonight at 6 p.m. The Lady Cats are looking for their first win of the season. And West Carter travels to Boyd for a 6 p.m. matchup tonight. The Lady Comets are 4-4-1 on the season, while the Lady Lions stand at 3-5. The Cincinnati Reds are getting ready for Game 2 in their series against the Dodgers this evening. The Reds got the win over LA 10-6 last night, with reliever Jared Hughes earning the win. He got in a tight spot in the 7th, though, escaping a bases-loaded jam against Yasiel Puig. He spoke with Cincinnati.com.
That was the second time this year I've come in to face him with runners on base, and he hit a line drive to third. And before that, he was 4-for-4 off me with 2 homers, I think, is the line. So I know he can definitely he can find a way to make adjustments against my sinker. And I think that's what he kept trying to do in that at-bat, and he finally did. And thank goodness Gino was standing right there and made an outstanding play. I mean, even though it was hit right at him, I don't think anybody understands how hard it is to catch a ball that's going over 100 miles an hour right at you.
Game time is 6:40 this evening in Cincinnati. Morehead State University released its 2018-19 men's basketball schedule today. Contests against 10 teams who took part in postseason tournaments last season and a pair of four-game homestands in OVC play highlight the schedule. All home games plus all OVC road games will air live on ESPN+. The Eagles will open with an October 25th exhibition game against Berea before tipping off the regular season on November 6th with Kentucky Christian at home. Head coach Preston Spradlin says he is looking forward to facing off with UConn and Syracuse to begin the regular season action.
And what that does, that just gives you a nice early test with some really good opponents, two drastically different styles of play as to what we're going to see there, but both of which are going to really get you prepared for the rest of your conference or for the rest of your non-conference and certainly get you ready for what's most important, which is that conference season.
The full season schedule is available online at msueagles.com. The Bengals are doing their best to prepare during a short week. Cincinnati got the win during their regular season opener against the Colts Sunday and must now get ready for a Thursday night game against the Ravens. Cincy linebacker Preston Brown got a pick off Andrew Luck during his Bengals debut, but is working off an ankle injury. He tells Bengals.com he hopes he can bring some of that same energy this Thursday.
Yeah, I think I said some choice words afterward, but it was pretty fun, I mean, to have that start out. Anytime you can win, you get momentum for the next week, especially coming in a short week, a Thursday game. Got to go against a division opponent, so it's like two games, so this is a big win for us.
Game time Thursday is 8:20 in Cincinnati. The MSU Volleyball Eagles have been making headlines. Olivia Lohmeyer has been named the OVC Offensive Player of the Week for the second time in 2 weeks. The sophomore outside hitter and Cincinnati native landed 45 winners, 450 per set, hitting 239 over the Blue and Gold tournament last weekend. She also added 8 block assists and 4 service aces to total 53 points in 3 games in the set, which helped MSU come out with 3 wins and no losses in Toledo, Ohio. The Rowan volleyball team plays host to West Carter tonight at 7 p.m. The Lady Vikings are 11-5 coming off tournament play at the Woodford County Invitational this weekend. Rowan won 2 and lost 3 during that event. West Carter is ranked 2nd in the region with a 14-4 record thus far. Coach Steve Walters says his team is ready to face off with the Lady Comets.
West kind of goes through cycles, and we knew that they had a bunch of athletes coming up, so you kind of expected that they would be able to do it together. They do have a new coach, and that's always kind of, whenever you see teams that have new coaches, sometimes it takes them a little time to get used to that coach, but it seems like they're reacting very well to Christy over there, and she's got them going.
Game time tonight is set for 7 p.m. Rowan is slated to host East Carter on Thursday. And lastly in sports, in other regional volleyball action tonight, 17-2 Russell travels to Greenup. The Lady Musketeers are coming off a 3-0 win over Holy Family last week. Boyd plays host to Rose Hill Christian. The Lady Lions are 12-4 on the season, while the Lady Royals stand at 3-4. Ashland Blazer travels to Lewis County tonight. The Kittens stand at 10-10 on the season, and the Lady Lions have 3 wins to 11 losses. All 3 of those games are slated to begin at 7 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Family weekend at Morehead State University features football hosting Austin Peay at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Soccer is also in action, hosting Eastern Illinois at 6 p.m. on Friday and Southern Illinois University Edwardsville at 2 p.m. on Sunday. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks rose as a rebound in tech shares offset lingering concerns over trade, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 113.99 at 25,971.06. The S&P 500 was up 10.76 at 2887.89, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 48.31 at 7972.47. Apple gained 2.5%, snapping a four-day losing streak after analysts raised their price target to $2.50 from $2.15, citing the potential growth of the company's services business. Apple is holding a big event at its new headquarters, where it's expected to announce several new products. Netflix and Amazon both rose over 2%, while Twitter jumped 1.2%. The major indexes all traded lower earlier in the day as Wall Street fretted over global trade. China will seek to authorize, or will seek authorization from the World Trade Organization to slap sanctions on the United States as trade tensions between the two largest world economies grow. Boeing fell as much as 1.3% earlier before recovering to trade 1% higher, and Caterpillar shares dropped as much as 1.2% but pared their losses as well. And, of course, both of these companies are considered very sensitive to trade issues. Tesla's stock dropped 3.7% after an analyst called the stock no longer investable. Nike shares rose 1% after analysts upgraded them to a buy from neutral at Canaccord Genuity. The analysts also said Nike's ad featuring former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick was a stroke of genius. And the S&P 500 energy sector rose 1.1% and was on track to snap a seven-day losing streak as crude oil itself was up 2.75%, finishing at $69.42 a barrel. Also in the commodities markets, gold was up 0.2% at $1,202.10 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were quiet as the Stock 600 index was down less than 0.1%. And in Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 0.7% and the Nikkei finishing with a gain of 1.3%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Apple and Microsoft, while the worst performers were Intel and Disney. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Activision Blizzard and United Rentals, while the best or worst performers were AmerisourceBergen and Western Digital. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 81 cents at 84.36, CSX down 21 cents at 74.11, AEP down 41 cents at 72.99, AK Steel was unchanged at 4.24, Marathon Petroleum up $1.08 at 83.51, and U.S. Bancorp is up 8 cents to finish at 54.21. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Taking a look at the weather, it's going to be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 61. Tomorrow it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Tomorrow night it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Thursday it'll be partly sunny with a high near 84. Friday there will be a 10% chance of showers after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 86. Friday night it'll be a 10% chance of showers before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 66.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the WMKY listening area, including the cities of Ashland, Louisa, and Grayson. The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Woodsongs Coffeehouse concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th, featuring singer and songwriter Sean Whiting. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host an international spotlight dinner celebrating food, fashion, art, and literature of India on Saturday, September 29th. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. and tickets are $25.
The annual MSU Blue and Gold Championship of Marching Bands will be held inside MSU's James Stadium on Saturday, September 29th. Open to the community, admission is $6 for the preliminaries, $6 for the finals, or $10 for both events.
The Derrickson Agricultural Center at the Morehead State University Farm will host a live Tibetan Yaks exhibition on Saturday, September 29th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rutabakers will provide food and bluegrass music at 1 p.m. The event is free and open to the public.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Brian Courtney, Chaz Jenkins, Cody Robinson, Naya Andweza, Wyatt Melton, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. Hilliard Lions' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Nacogdoches Miller. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BHNINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Peyton Stewart and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.